Shalom Aleichem to everyone. Good evening. It's a very big source, a tremendous, tremendous covet and honor for us, for me, for all of us to be able to gather together and to try to be mechazek each other. As you may have seen and noticed, the topic for tonight for our shir, v'higadot lebincha, certainly a very central theme for Pesach and specifically Lel Seder. Let's begin the most appropriate way by thanking our Achsanya, our host. And of course, our host is the Agudas Yisrael of America. I personally want to thank not only the Agudas Yisrael of America for giving us these shiurim, first one in English, then one in Yiddish, the entire week. Literally, the Aguda allows all of Klal Yisrael to be mezake each other through these shiurim. We could only imagine the tremendous pride and nachas and shemayim that there is from the shiurim that the Agudas Yisrael of America has set up for each and every one of us. And I also want to personally thank Yedidi V'Rav Chavivi, Yedid Nafshi Rav Avram Nissen Pearl, who is the one behind making sure that the shiurim are set up and everything is there to best benefit Klal Yisrael, and not only Klal Yisrael, but as we know, Reb Yisrael. So again, our deepest hakaras hatov and yasher koach to Reb Avram Nissen Pearl and to the Agudas Yisrael of America for making tonight and the entire week possible. V'higadot lebincha. Let's see what we can do the next half hour to see what we can do to attach ourselves to our bonim, our children, the ones that we're zoichet to have, the children throughout Klal Yisrael. There are dalid bonim, we'll talk about in a moment, but surely there are also bonim that may not appreciate what it means to be at a Seder, that may not be aware of what it means that it's Pesach and you can't eat chametz. What are we doing to attach ourselves and to try to help all of these children? Banim Atem Hashem, ours, the others, everyone is a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's my responsibility. If you're listening to these words tonight, it's your responsibility. It's our responsibility. The Torah speaks about the Dalit Bonim, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tom, the Sheina Yedei Lishol, my father, Harav Mordechai Shapiro Zatzal, would say over every year at the Seder table, it mamish wasn't a Seder if you didn't hear this vort. In our Mishpacha, to say this vort was Dvarim Ha'aindim Beruma Shalaylam. The Sar Shalom Mibel tells us that Avram Avinu had the ability to connect to all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, it may very well be, that's why we know that the tent of Avram Avinu was open from four sides. Now, literally, it was open from four sides so that anybody was passing by, Achlos HaSarchim, immediately they could be accommodated. But perhaps we could also say that it was open from four sides. Each side was to welcome in one of the Dalit Banim. And the reason that each one had their own path of entry, Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darkoi, every child is dealt with differently. There's no cookie cutting. Every child, Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darkoi, and hence we could say the tent of Avram Avinu, who related to all of Klal Yisrael, was open from four sides, one path of entry, one for each of the Dalit Banim. Each child needs to be acknowledged. Each one needs to be validated. Each one needs to be recognized. What works for one may not work for another. And that is the Aleph Beis, how critical it is for us to remember. A tent open from four sides means acknowledging, recognizing, validating, relating to each child differently. In fact, says the Shar Sholomi Bells, Zechusa Yagin Aleinu, we have the most beautiful, beautiful and scintillating proof and raya to this concept that Avraham Avinu connected to the Dalet Banim and brought in and related to all of the Dalet Banim, because we know the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Chavav Amid Beis, each of the Avais established a tefillah. Avram established Shacharis and Yitzchak Mincha and Yaakov Meiriv. Avram established Shacharis, Rabbeisai, Meiriv, Rabbeisai. How do you spell the word? Shacharis, Shin, Ches, Reish, Yud, Sof. The first and fourth letter is a Shin and a Yud. That stands for the sun, She'ena Yedeya. The next letter, Shacharis, is a Ches. That stands for the Chacham. The next letter, Shacharis, is a Reish. That stands for the Rasha. And the last letter, Shacharis, is a Sof, which stands for the Tum, that child. When the Gemara tells us Avram Tikein Shacharis, it's not only that he established the Tfil of Shacharis, but he established and stelled avek for the Dairis. You must connect to Shacharis, the Shema Yedeya, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tum, each one represented in a letter of Shacharis. How are we doing with our tefillah, not only found in a Siddur, but tefillah Shacharis? The ability, of course, each one is dealt with differently. And sometimes our approach has to be one way, and sometimes our approach has to be another way. We ask our Chachamim, we ask our Gedolim, we ask our Melamdim. But each one is dealt with Shacharis, as Avraham Avinu did. Ma'isava simula bonim, it's something that we have to make sure to emulate. My father brings down in his Sefer Imrei Mordechai a beautiful vort. We know that the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Yisrei, when it's talking in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches about the two sons and the birth of the two sons of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah tells us in Yurches Gimel and Aled, Shema Echad Gershaim Ki Omar Gerayisi Beretz Nochriya V'Shema Echad Eliezer Ki Orkei Avi Be'ezri. And the Shaila is, when you have two children, the Chumash should say Shema Echad V'Shem Hasheni, the first and then the second. Why does it say Shema Echad and then again Shem HaEchad? And my father's Atzal answered so beautifully, we're being taught. A person could be Zeichet to have two children or 12 children or however many, but each and every one is a Shem HaEchad and Shem HaEchad. And that's why the Torah is Madgish and goes out of its way not to say Shem Echad and then Shem HaSheni, but whether it's Gershom and Eliezer or whether a person has however many children it may be, each one must be Shema Echad v'Shema Echad. Each one is, of course, unique with their own tchunas, their own talent. And we want to be Zeicha b'siyata d'shmaya, b'siyata d'shmaya, to maximize those talents. Remember, it begins with Shema Echad v'Shema Echad. A tent open from all sides for each one, as we said before, is recognized, acknowledged, validated, and dealt with. In fact, I know the Maisa I'm about to say is a well-known Maisa. I realize that. I know most of us know it. To me, though, I enjoy it on a very personal level, because as my father himself writes in Sefer Imrei Mordechai, he was Zoicha to be by the Chazon Ish many, many times in a private visit, over 100 times. And on the last visit before my father returned from Eretz Yisrael back to America, on that last visit, the Chazon Ish told him the following. Yes, we know it as a well-known Maisa, but on a personal level, I could tell you where I was privileged and where my father heard it on his last visit from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish told him the famous Maisa Barab Lazer tells her, how there was an usher, a wealthy man, that came to Telz because he was looking for a shidduch for his daughter, and he was looking for an excellent son-in-law, somebody he was willing to support many years. He entered a beis medrash filled with 400 Talmidim. And he noticed one Talmud who was mamish learning with his Slavus Eish, and he put his whole heart into it, and he asked her, Blazer tells her, who is that? Thinking that would make a fantastic son-in-law for him, and her Blazer tells her, said, that's my Ben Yochid. Wow, could you imagine getting the Ben Yochid of her Blazer tells her? A few moments later, after the conversation continued, he saw another bacher that many, many others came over to him to ask him a shayla. Apparently, he had tremendous kishreinus and yedias. He asked her, Blazer tells her, who's that bacher? And her Blazer tells her, answered, that bacher, that's my Ben Yochid. A few minutes later, after the conversation continued, there was another bacher that everybody was able to tell by looking at him. His midos, his prezemachite, his feinkite. He asked her, Blazer tells her, who is that bacher? And he said, that's my Ben Yochid. Noticing the astonishment and the bewilderment on the face of the gvir who came for a son-in-law, that her Blazer tells her, said about each one, it's my Ben Yochid. He finally turned and he said, in yeshiva here, there are 400 talmidim, and 400 b'nei yechidim. Each and every one is my Ben Yochid. And of course we know he meant it. You could have 400 talmidim, but each one is a Shema Echad and a Shema Echad. Each one is a Ben Yochid. And that's what we learn from the Maisa, what Reb Blazer tells her. And that's what we understand from Avraham Avinu, a tent being opened from four sides to be Mesakein Shacharis, relating to each of the Dalet Bonim. And this is our charge. V'igadta l'bincha, our children, children who aren't privileged to know about the beauty of Matzah and Hillel Seder. It's our Achrayis. The Maral tells us that the three matzahs, the middle matzah, is the matzah of Yitzchak. But that matzah of Yitzchak is broken into two. Perhaps we could explain it the way we've just said. Because we know in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, the Torah tells us, Eilat Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Oilin is Yitzchak. Many Mefarshim ask, why is it that the Torah seemingly said the same concept two times? Ve'ilat Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Oilin is Yitzchak. Why say it twice? The well-known answer, the Torah is telling us the first time, the Eilat Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, that Avram was the biological child of Yitzchak was the biological child of Avram, and these are the generations. That's not what the next words mean. The next words, Avram hoiled es Yitzchak. Avram was myled. Avram gave birth and imparted the lessons of the Dalet Bonim into Yitzchak. For Yitzchak to carry it on, for Yaakov to carry it on, and for us in the year Toshin Ayin Zion to carry it on. Avram hoiled es Yitzchak. He gave birth to and imparted these lessons to Yitzchak. Indeed, we see it because we know the Torah speaks about Dalet Bonim. But as I said, each one is a Ben. You have the Ben Chacham, the Ben Rasha. Each one is a ben. The numeric value of the word ben, beis nun, is 52. But as we said, one must relate to all the Dalet Bonim. What's 52 times 4? Each one's a ben. That's 208. Mayrei v'rabaisai, the gematria of Yitzchak, Yud Tzadi Ches Kuf, is exactly 208. Avram hoiled es Yitzchak. He gave birth to in Yitzchak, connecting with the Dalet Bonim. Hence you have Ben 52 times 4 is 208. And Yitzchak is 208. But unfortunately today that matzah is broken. That matzah is broken because we have to reach out. We have to connect. We have to look for all our Banim and all of Klal Yisrael's children. Banim, Atim, Hashem. Everyone's a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's our achrayus to make that matzah whole once again. And the Ezras Hashem, we will be zeiche to connect to all of the Banim. A few years ago, I remember being so moved here in South Florida. One of our children were beginning His Rebbe for that year was a fantastic, a wonderful Malamed we have here in town, Rabbi Shlomo Schwartz. And I remember that on the first day, sometimes the teacher sends home a paper to fill out with information, the name of the child, or if the child has any allergies, can a child take Tylenol? Different things that you need to know about the child. And there on the bottom line was something that I thought was peculiar. I didn't understand. You were to fill in the mother's Hebrew name. And the next day we asked this Rebbe, wonderful, wonderful Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Schwartz, we asked him why the mother's Hebrew name, and he told us something that I and hopefully you will never forget. He said, my Talmidim, they're like my children. Every evening I finish preparing, and I want to daven for the Hatzlacha of each and every one of my Talmidim. So I asked for the mother's Hebrew name, so when I finished davening, I could say, Shema Echad and Shema Echad, individually, each child with their Hebrew name, then their mother's Hebrew name. And that's why that bottom line said to fill in the mother's Hebrew name, he explained, because each evening I daven for the Hatzlacha and Siyata Dishmaya to connect to each one of the Talmidim, Vishinantam Levanecha Eloa Talmidim, and that's why the Hebrew name was needed. That's the Vihigadita Lebincha. It's definitely something that we have to work on. I know, we know it doesn't come easy. We need tremendous Siyata Dishmaya, but try we must. We must make that matzah of Yitzchak whole again. Yitzchak is 208. It's the Dalet Banim calling out to us. What are we doing for them? In fact, the Eilege Divrei Chaim Misanz tells us, we know in the middle of the Haggadah, it quotes different words of Psukim and then expounds on those words. On the words of the Pasuk, Esam Aleinu, the Baal Haggadah tells us, Eilu Habonim, says the Eilege Divrei Chaim Misanz Zechusa Yogan Aleinu, Esam Aleinu, according to the amelus and the toiling that you put in, Eilu Habonim, that will be seen, the Ezras Hashem, in the children, in the Peiros, Esamoleinu, the amelus, the Haravanya, the work, the love, the dedication that you put in, Eilu Habonim. It will be Ezras Hashem, and of course I reiterate once again, it's all Siyata Dishmaya, but put in the Amelus, put in the Haravanya, put in the Shem Echad, Alpi Darkoi. It's critical that we remember for all of the children of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then we'll be Zoiche, Eilu Habonim, we'll be able to see Nachas from each and every one. My uncle, who was Nifter many years ago, Reb Mappel Weinberg, the Montreal Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I remember hearing many times growing up that when my uncle Reb Mappel Weinberg would be Mesader Kedushin by the Chasana of one of his Talmidim, after the Chasana, if it was out of town and he returned to someone's home or wherever it was that he was staying, that my uncle Reb Mappel would then spend the rest of the night saying Sefer Tehillim. Saying Sefer Tehillim, and when asked, he explained, davening for the Hatzlacha Neshalom Bayis of this new couple, his Talmud, as he embarks to build a Bayis Nemam B'Yisrael. So my uncle Reb Mappel Weinberg so beautifully explained that after being Mesader Kedushin, it's an Achrayis. It's a responsibility. And so he would spend, after the Chasana, the rest of the night saying Sefer Tehillim, davening for the Hatzlach and the Shalom Bayis of his Talmidim. Talmidim are children. Every child is, as we said multiple times, a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's our Achrayis. The following is perhaps one of the most powerful inyanim. The inyane chinuch. B'inyanei v'higadeta lebimcha, how to try b'siyata d'shmaya to be successful is based on a vort from the Lubliner Rosh Hashiva Reb Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf HaYomi. And this pshat is based on his words. It's found in the very famous Haftarah of Parshas Vayera. There, of course, we have the very moving and very, very stirring story with the Isha Shunamis. And the Isha Shunamis is eventually blessed with a child. And the child one day isn't feeling well, and then the child passes away. And she places the young child on the bed upstairs in the attic, the room that she had built for Elisha and Gehazi. And then she approaches Elisha and she explains what happened. And at the end of this very moving Haftarah in Parshas Vayera, we are told that Elisha comes back. They arrive in the home. And upon going upstairs, he sees that the child had passed away, and the child was lying on that bed. And the pasuk says, "Vayavai Elisha came by Yiskar Adela's bat Shnehem." He shut the door so nobody else was in the room but he and the child. "Vayisparo Hashem," and he davened to the Bnei Yoilam. And then the pasuk continues, "Vayishkav al Yelad," he would lie on the child. "Vayosim piv al piv, einav al einav, kapav al kapav." Mouth on mouth, eye on eye, palm on palm, we would call that CPR to resuscitate him. Vayochem v'sara yored, and the child's flesh became warm, and he woke up, he was revived, chiyas ha-meisim. Based on the words of Reb Meir Shapiro, Zechatzadu v'chodesh l'vrocha, he explains to us, this formula and this recipe that Elisha used to revive the child, to revive the child who is physically dead, we should be zoichet to use if there's a child who spiritually needs to be brought back to life. Follow the same recipe. Follow the same ingredients to bring back to life a child that needs it spiritually. And Be'ezus Hashem will have the same success. Let's take a look at the six steps that Elisha did. And let us be zoiche when reaching out to connect and to validate, to bring everyone back in a spiritual sense that they feel alive. Number one, Vayisparo LaHashem. We must daven. As we've said so many times over the last 20 minutes, daven and daven, siyata d'shmaya. How many gedolim have said when they were asked, how they were zoiche to the children that they had, they would answer the tefillos, the tears of the mother shedding those tears. The number one ingredient to be zaycha, to have the success of Igadda Labincha, Vayispara Hashem, Davin and Davin and Davin. Number two, Vayiskar Adeles Bad Shneim. That means shut the door. When you're talking to a child, a person cannot be busy with a text or an email or a phone call or another deal or another conversation or another something. What message is that sending to the child that every other click and call and deal and fax and email and text is more important, Chalila? Vayiskor haderes bat shneim, shut the door so the child realizes at that moment there's nothing more important in their lives than they are in your eyes. We're familiar with the very sad story where a boy came home and wanted time with his father, and his father very abruptly told him he doesn't have time. The son was pushed aside. The one question he got out a few minutes later was, he asked his father, how much do you make an hour? The father said, $50 an hour. The father later felt badly that he spoke that way to his son. He goes upstairs. He finds his son in the room on his bed counting coins from his coin collection. He asked his son, what are you doing counting your money? He says, I want to see if I have $25. I want to buy half an hour of your time. Vayiskor Adeles Bat Shneim, let the child realize There's nothing that is more important to you at that moment than them. Give them your full attention in capital letters. Number three, piv al piv. It means to speak in a way that you could connect with the child. Speak in a way that they can relate to what you're saying. Speak in a way that shows them you understand, you're trying to understand. Piv al piv, the way we speak and the way we're able to get our message across. Divrei chachamim b'nachas nishma, and that's what's heard. Einav al einav, ingredient number four, eye on eye. See things from their perspective. Yes, we might be right and we may have to go ahead and deal with it in a certain way, but first, einav al einav, see their perspective, see where they're coming from. Ingredient number five, kapav al kapav, palm on palm, recreational compatibility. Set aside meaningful time to do something with the child, to learn with the child, to play ball with the child, to bike ride, to go for a walk, quality time. And then finally, ingredient number six, Vayochom b'sar ha-yoled, Vayochom from the word chamimus, show the love, show the warmth with Vayochom b'sar ha-yoled, Rabbi Yisrael, with these six ingredients, will merit the gadol b'incha to bring back the child and connect spiritually. Vayisparel to daven, Vayiskor adeles, to show that you now are my only attention and focus. Piv al piv, speak to them a way that they can understand. Einav al einav, see it from their perspective. Kapav al kapav, recreational compatibility, quality time. Vayachem b'sar ha-yelad, show the chamimus. And be'ezras Hashem then, with our children, with our talmidim, with the children who aren't privileged to be at the seder, with the millions and millions of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, who don't know what Pesach and Matzah and Moror and Manishtana and the Rol Seder is all about. It's our Achrayus. Look for them. Find them. Make it Sheimechot, Sheimechot, and then we'll be Zoicha to make the Matzah of Yitzchak, the 208, whole once again, as the Chassam Sofer says, and with this we'll conclude, when we're Zoicha to do that, connect with the Dalet Banim. Ben. It makes 208 the Mach of Yitzchak whole again. We know the night of the Seder is very much connected to the night of Tisha B'Av. The night of the Seder, if Chalil were still in Golos, is the same night that Tisha B'Av will fall out in the coming year. Many connections. What's the Haftarah we wait for? We wait for the famous Haftarah of Shabbos Nachem, who Rabbi say, let us be Zoicha, V'gadol L'bincha, to turn Tisha B'Av into a Yom Tov. It begins now on Pesach. And the Raya says, the Chassam Sofer is, you want the Matzah whole again, 208? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. The numeric value of Nachamu, Nun, Ches, Mem Vav, Nun Ches Mem Vav, is 104. Nachamu, Nachamu, 104 times 2 is 208. Let's be Zeicha to make the Matzah of Yitzchak whole again. Bring back the Dalet Banim. Bring all the children, Tachas, Kanfei Hashchina, and when the Matzah is whole again, Yitzchak's value, the numeric value, the Gematria 208, will manifest itself in the other 208. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. I wish everyone a Chakosha B'Sameach, a Zisa Pesach, a real emistik is Manchei Roseinu, and once again this Nisan we should merit the Gula Shalema, Ben Heira, and B'Yameinu. Amen.